My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Greg Hill Show.
You're listening to The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Off today, flexing, I believe, not only today, but also tomorrow and Thursday.
He will be back Thursday.
He'll be back Thursday. Yes. Okay, excellent.
It's a romantic getaway.
Nice.
Staycation.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, will he be coming back with some news?
I don't know.
Oh.
Not a staycation. They are on the Cape.
Well, I mean, he went local is what I guess I consider that a staycation.
Sounds like somebody feels like it's not a good enough vacation if they're not going to one of the bougie islands.
No, that was a staycation.
I mean, apparently somebody has become an island snob after just one trip to the
village. I feel like a vacation is when you leave the state you live in.
What's your issue with Falmouth?
You didn't leave the state, Wiggy.
That's what I said.
I
was on a staycation. Oh, okay. I feel like a vacation is when you leave the state that you're in.
I think it's when you leave the state of mind.
Yeah, so Shime and I, we both did staycations. I just did mine on the island.
Yeah. All right, well.
Road?
We will wait for him to get back. And we're going to get to They Said It in about a half an hour. And we will certainly talk about what Tom Brady said about rookie quarterbacks starting year one. And we'll see if that changes Wiggy's mind at all when it comes to Drake May, who it would appear. I mean, during the break, there was a text, 978 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Which reads, you guys ripped Bill Belichick for the same thing. For not telling anybody who quarterback one is. And I guess maybe that is the case. I don't know that anybody is ripping Jerod Mayo.
Well, we know who quarterback one is.
He said at the start of camp that Jacoby Brissett was quarterback one. Then he came on this show yesterday, and I think like many others, perhaps he has been surprised at the development rate of Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe he is. He said on this show yesterday they had a plan not only for now, but a plan for the future.
Mm-hmm.
When it came to Drake May and to when he would be the starter. So,
and the best thing is plans can change.
That's mm-hmm. true.
So, you know, just because they had a plan doesn't mean that that's solid, that that's something that's concrete. It can always change.
Yeah.
I hope it does.
Well, it will. I think it's going to be just when that is. I think that now, at least for me, I'm like, all right, my expectations of Drake May start in week one. Probably not going to happen. Could he play week one? I feel very confident that he could play. But we'll see Drake May as the starter, I would say, maybe I would go no later than week six.
And to the texter,
yeah.
If Jerod Mayo wins, he'll do it his way and he'll stay as long as he wants, like Bill did. If he doesn't win, he'll be fired. Like Bill was in the end.
Yeah.
Bill, the reason Bill got fired wasn't because how he spoke to the media. It was because he was 4-13 and had done awful drafting for several years in a row. That's why he's not here.
Speaking of ripping Bill, 781 text, you guys ripped Bill Belichick and called for his job after three failed seasons. Yet the Red Sox re-signed Alex Cora after three failed seasons.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on that train for a while, but you know.
Well, you blame where they are, and to get minute about it, you blame the fact that they were walked off last night by the Astros in a very important series on Alex Cora and the players.
I would say that they're not
on the roster,
no.
Not on the fact that they don't have a bullpen that you can count on.
And the reason Bill Belichick got fired and Cora got extended is because Belichick was in charge of the team that stunk. Alex Cora was not in charge of the roster that wasn't good enough. That's the difference. Doesn't that make sense? I think Belichick, the coach, would still be here if somebody else was doing the job of picking the players. But the reason he's not here is because he had absolute control and the team wasn't going in the right direction. It's not that difficult.
I just think it was one of those things, too, where after working together for 20-plus years, they just got on each other's nerves.
Yeah, I think it was more that than anything. Because in today's world, even with Mayo, he's got 3 years. Can't get it done in 3 years. They're on to the next. That's like the world of, you know.
It's going to be very difficult for Robert Kraft to fire Jerod Mayo, though.
No, it ain't.
Yes, Thunder. It is.
If they go three and
probably going to have to be Jonathan who does that.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they go 3-14 and they go, I don't know, 5-12 and then they go 4-whatever that is.
Well, he anointed him the head coach while he was still coaching the defense.
Right.
So, I mean, he's going to.
How long do you think he has?
I don't know.
If he has those three seasons that Wiggy just said, there's no way that they can keep him. But I don't think Robert Kraft will be the one making that call, I agree with you, in 3 years.
So if he's less than 500 for 3 years,
he's gone.
You think he's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll move on to the next. I mean, they are now in the world of how every other team generally operates in the NFL.
But he said, you brought this up yesterday, mm-hmm. Jerod Mayo wisely points at Elliott Wolf from time to time. He has the Elliott Wolf fall guy ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Drake May doesn't work, then Jerod Mayo can point at Elliott Wolf.
Right. But
Jerod Mayo gets an extra couple years because Elliott Wolf will be gone. He'll have to work for a new general manager. But the person who's going to lose their job over Drake May is not Jerod Mayo.
But Kraft will do what every other team does. He'll blow both of them out. Right? He's not going to, if they go 3 years below 500 in a row, he's not going to say, okay, Elliott Wolf, you're gone, and I'm keeping Mayo.
Right.
He's going to say, Elliott Wolf, you're gone, and Mayo, hey, we appreciate everything you did, but we're also gone. Yeah, we're going in a different direction.
That's a fair point. The new guy would want to hire his own coach.
This is Brandon from Boston. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. So I just want to say everybody needs to relax and hold their coffee on Drake May, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's forgetting that Jacoby Brissett has a one-year deal, and everybody's forgetting that Drake May is a rookie. So Drake has to learn everything possible under this man for 1 year, you know, be under Jacoby Brissett's tutelage. Now, this is the only way I play Drake May. Jacoby Brissett is playing god-awful, right?
Yeah.
injury or there's no chance of making the playoffs. That's when I insert him. But for now, Jacoby's a guy. He has experience. He's been in the league. That's my starter. If anything happens, then I put this guy in. But right now, everybody just needs to chill out. Drake May needs to just sit back, enjoy his time in the NFL.
Yeah.
And if something happens to Jacoby, then you insert him. But right now, no. He's just too raw.
I don't think there's a lot of people that agree with you, but
I would say to Brandon, they got no chance of making the playoffs.
I've seen him play. He's wet behind the ears, man. He still needs experience. Right. I'm not inserting him.
What about Jacoby Brissett?
He's still a rookie.
Brandon.
I've seen him play. He's not that good right now.
Brandon.
You insert him in right now, he's a starter. You're gonna be mad.
Brandon, what did you see from Jacoby Brissett in the last preseason game that Drake May couldn't do?
When I seen Drake May, I seen a lot of dink and dunk and him scrambling.
Right.
And then
why
him
not?
Bombing things down the field. It wasn't good against the Eagle. He was all right.
I'm asking, what did Jacoby Brissett do that Drake?
Let me start him now because he played okay against the Eagles. He didn't play that good.
What about Jacoby Brissett against the Eagles?
We didn't see enough of him. You're not going to see too much of Jacoby until the regular season.
They played
starts.
The same amount. They each played a quarter.
The magic tricks yet.
They each played a quarter, Brandon.
You're going to see a raw talent of May, but you're not going to see Jacoby go berserker right now. Like, you know, May was all right.
Yeah. All right. Brandon says, hold your coffee.
Does anybody not know that Drake May's a rookie?
I think you're going to hold your coffee, but one of his things that he preferenced saying injury, and then I forget what the other one was, but then he goes, you know, you're not making the playoffs. Like, all right, well, we know this team is not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you're going to just sit a guy probably till that's why I said I don't think he gets past week six before he's starting.
Also, apparently, you know who is not good at holding things?
Bullet. Who's that?
Bullet.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get this Bullet story.
We will. Maybe I'll do it as my lead. Speaking of that, let's get to today's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
Alice in Chains.
Nailed it.
That you have selected this morning. Great song. And your lead, sir, filling in for Shime.
It's funny that you guys brought up hairstyle and that stuff earlier, because I have a question. So I'm not a stranger to the fact that I desperately need at least a trim or a cut or a cleanup or something.
Uh-huh.
But so here's my issue, and I don't know if I'm breaking a bro code or is this a douche move or not. So I've had the same barber for 10 years or so. I've known the kid for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But he's never got an open slot these days. He works in Needham, and
uh-huh.
So he's got, you know, kids coming in every 14 seconds, and, you know, lots
very
of customers.
Very popular place.
Is that the place right by Cook?
It's right across the hardware store.
Oh, no. Sorry. Keep going.
Yeah, anyway, it's called Tony's. Yeah, mm-hmm. great barbershop, but he doesn't really have a lot of open slots. And is it a douche move, or, you know, am I breaking the bro code by going to somebody else?
Well, why don't you set yourself a regular appointment? That's what I do every 2 weeks, Wednesday, 2 p.m.
Right. Yeah, but it's...
Then
you know,
he knows.
Sims over in South Boston.
Right.
I don't get a free cut or anything. I just like to say hello to my guy, Nate.
Yeah. I don't think
that is so beneath you.
I don't think it's a douche move,
I don't
move,
get a free
Jackson.
Cut. Cost me like $65.
Yeah, right.
It does. Huh? It really
you definitely
does.
Just tip.
Call him.
Yeah, I believe it.
I
don't think he's giving you a free cut.
I give him a good tip, too.
There was a Greg joke that I passed.
Just the tip.
Why don't you just set yourself a regular appointment?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I could do that, but I'm not a very regular guy.
Well, you don't have to cheat on the guy.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I mean, do you not have the time, or like, what do you like? Would you not be able to set a regular appointment and then stick with it? Or?
I guess you're right. I guess I could do that, but I get haircuts very sporadically, or when I have an event that I need
to
do.
How many do you get a year?
Probably
you guess?
3 or 4.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, oh Jackson. Oh.
Yeah, then you could go somewhere else.
Well, I mean, I like to grow it out a little bit and then cut it when I get sick of it.
You don't trim the beard at all.
Well, so that's the thing. If I'm gonna pay somebody to cut my hair, then and trim my beard, then why do it myself? You know, and I have to do it eventually, very soon. So I figure I'm gonna hold off until I'm paying for everything.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal, Jackson, because he probably knows that you're not like somebody who consistently gets haircuts. So for him, it's probably like whatever. If you're only getting 3 haircuts a year, what the hell is that?
Now, wait a second. A texter from my beloved home continent of Maine says getting your hair cut every 2 weeks is kind of a douche move.
Oh, that's what I get. No, I go every 2 weeks.
I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I used to go to the luxury box in Southie every 2 weeks to get my head.
I would not be able to afford getting a haircut every 2 weeks. It's expensive now.
Well, I just do it for the same reason you do it, is that I used to call last minute and try to get him to squeeze me in, and it's inconvenient for Nate. So I'm just like,
every 2 weeks is surprising.
Why?
I'm like once a month, but I thought men were the same, but
it's just because of my, I'm sure it's because of my testosterone. My hair grows at rapid rate.
Lucky.
When you got a haircut, you like when you got a nice clean shave and a clean cut and everything, you feel different. Yeah. So every 2 weeks is perfect, unless you're just somebody who doesn't care about your appearance. Yeah.
All right, Jackson. Thank you, Curtis. Right. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Bill Belichick was back on with Pat McAfee yesterday, and I think Mitch hopefully has the Chiron. Is that what it's called? I never remember.
The thing on the
screen.
The scroll, the words on the screen.
So here it is on Twitch, and Pat McAfee has biceps. My God. Bill Belichick, 8-time Super Bowl champion. What a flex. Brady's got 7. He's got 6. He adds the 2 DC championships with the Giants to get ahead.
Let's count.
Technically, Curtis, he was on the coaching staff for those 2 Super Bowls.
Can Tom include the Orange Bowl, the comeback win over Alabama? I'm so glad that we have Gerard Mayo. And the way in which Bill Belichick still thinks he won is so laughable. Here he was yesterday talking about the salary cap.
Signing bonus to spread out the rest of the contract over the season. You guys were obviously doing that with Tom, I feel like, back in the day.
Yeah, we did it a couple of times, Pat, but I wouldn't say that was very frequent. And really, we tried to we didn't have voidables except for the last year with Brady. We didn't have fake years in the contract.
Got
you know, the defensive ends are making $60 million and you have to cut them and things like that. And so we just didn't do that. And I think that was really how we were able to sustain our success for so long.
The reason you sustained success for so long is because Tom Brady was on your team. The same reason the Chiefs are really good, they have Patrick Mahomes on their team.
Well, give the man a little bit of credit, Curtis.
What did he do without it? I give him no credit. He won 4 games. He didn't talk to his starting quarterback. God, I'm so glad he's gone. Bye, Bill. You lost because you thought it was you, and it wasn't. It wasn't voidable years, you Nimrod. The Bucks had voidable years. They won a playoff game this past year. The team you mocked a year ago. You remember that, Greg? A year ago now?
Yeah.
Where he said the Rams and the Bucks are in cap jail. They each made the playoffs. You won 4 games. Good riddance.
All right.
Yeah.
Curtis is not a let-it-lie guy. It takes a long time for him to get over it.
Hey, that's on Bill, not me. He brought it up.
You enjoyed Gerard Mayo on the show yesterday, correct?
I would love him because of what he said about Pudge, but you can win the way Bill did it, but I think you can win the way Gerard Mayo's doing it, and I want him to succeed. He seems like a genuinely good guy who's in a tough spot, and I hope he does well at his position.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll get to the rest of this morning's leads next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.